Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to all our listeners. This is America's Great Loop Cruisers Association weekly blog radio. With us today are myself, Janice Cromer, and I'm the director, and Steve is with us, Steve Cromer, who does a lot of technical work and customer service. I'd like to thank our very, very, very valued Admiral sponsors for the support they give our association. They are Curtis Stokes and Associates, Dog River Marina and Boat Works, Dozier's Regatta Point Yachting Center, Dozier's Waterway Guide and Magazine, and Skipper Bob Publications. For any non-members out there listening to our show, the Great Loop is the continuous waterway that includes the eastern portion of North America, which is the Atlantic and Gulf Intracoastal waterways. Then we go through the Great Lakes, the Canadian Heritage Canals, and then the inland rivers of America's heartland. AGLCA, as we call ourselves, is an organization of people who share the sense of adventure and, most important, a curiosity about America's Great Loop. Our primary purpose is to get you as much information as we can and to enhance the overall experience. Our website is www.greatloop.org. We'd love for you to visit and become a member. There's also very, very many, many free stuff applications out there that you can learn a lot about the Loop before you join. I'm very happy to introduce our guest hosts this week. They're Gold Loopers and they're Harbor Host, and they are Patty and Robert Mitchell. They're going to talk about the portion of the cruise from St. Louis to Kentucky Lake. If anyone has any comments or questions during our show, please feel free to call in. We have a toll-free number, 877-497-1815. Patty and Robert, thank you so much for helping today. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Janice.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem. Why don't we get started? Tell us about Alton Marina.
All right. We're located at the Alton Marina. We've been here for the last 3 years. Right now, the current conditions are that Alton Marina is at normal pool. We're right above Mel Price Dam. As you come down the river, you'll come underneath the Clark Bridge, which is one of the new modern bridges with the cable suspension on it. Come underneath that bridge and then immediately turn to the left near your port, and you'll see the entrance to the channel. Stay to the left. As you enter the channel, it's a little deeper on that side, but depth at the marina right now is not a problem. The Alton Marina has a lot of slips available. They offer a $1 per foot moorage fee for the loopers, so you have to tell them that you're a looper.
Uh-huh.
The fuel prices here this morning were $4.19. For the diesel. I didn't get the gasoline price. I'm sorry about that. There's grocery stores here. There's a grocery store that will come and pick you up and take you to their store. We've got a vehicle here. We can take you if you need to go to repairs. We've had people that want to have fuel injectors done and that kind of thing, and we've taken them to that kind of service. So give us the Alton Marina staff knows us. They give out our cards. So when you come in, just ask for us, and we can help in any way that we can.
That's so generous of you. That's very typical of our harbor hosts. But just take advantage of the program, because the harbor hosts love to meet our loopers. And thank you. And the grocery store actually will pick you up.
Pardon me?
The grocery store will actually pick you up.
Yeah, yes, they will. They will come down and pick you up and take you to their store, and then bring you back after the shopping.
Yeah, the marina staff can call them for you, and they'll come and get you and shop, and then they'll bring you back. It's not that far. You can even ride bicycles up there unless you need major things.
Uh-huh.
So it's just and the whole town is walkable. It's just right up the hill from the marina. Very nice historic town.
How large is the town? Is it a big population? I can't imagine there's that many people.
Well, it kind of incorporates the greater metropolitan area here is probably 80,000 people. Because it incorporates Grafton, Alton, the Edwardsville area, Collinsville. And that Edwardsville is Southern Illinois University, so it's a pretty good sized town that supports that.
Okay, great. How much time would you allow to visit Alton and see everything in the historic town?
Well, it's got a lot of history here, especially around the Civil War and after the Civil War. It was a big town during the big steamboat. When the steamboats were large, Mark Twain wrote about this. Hannibal is up the Mississippi. Up the Mississippi. You know, another 100 miles towards the Minnesota side. They're up towards St. Paul. Let me get into the overview of the river from here down.
Sure.
We have two locks the last two locks on the Mississippi River, Mel Price and then the Chain of Rocks lock, both of which have small chambers, both of which are floating bollards. You have no trouble at all getting through them. The traffic is usually not a problem in these locks. There's a pretty steady flow of commercial, but this morning they locked through eight of the looper boats all at one time in the auxiliary lock. It's 250 miles approximately from here to Green Turtle. We're at mile marker 202 here at Alton. Mile marker zero is Cairo. Now, Cairo, which is where the Illinois and the Mississippi come together, is also 380 on the Ohio side. So as you turn at the Cairo and go back upstream, those numbers get smaller. As you go from here to Cairo, the numbers get smaller. This is the longest stretch on the Great Loop with no services, meaning that once you leave Hockey's, which is 50 miles from here, there's no other place on the river that you can get to gasoline or diesel. There's no place really to repair a boat. If you have to have a tow, it's going to have to come out of Green Turtle or out of the Port Charles, which is just a little north here of Alton. So this is the longest stretch of river. It's a big adventure. It's a comparatively wild river, except for where the Corps is trying to, what they call, train the river. We've had a big flood here in the summer. A month ago here in the Alton Marina, we had 2 feet of water in the parking lot. Now the river is down to a low level from St. Louis down. It's 9 feet in the channel, guaranteed for the barges, and they're releasing water from some of the upstream reservoirs in Missouri, above Missouri, to keep that water. When you go to Hoppy's right now, they're showing 8 feet of water at their dock. A normal fall flow for Hoppy's is usually 12 to 14 feet. So there's, as you can tell, that means that you're down about 3 to 4 feet for the river. And this has caused a lot of change of plans, because some of the good old standby anchorages that we've used from Hoppy down are not usable for a boat that draws much more than 3 feet. So you're going to have some different strategy from here down. Now, remember, it's 202 miles from here, so it's 150 miles from Hoppy. Usually cruisers can make about 50 miles a day on the river. You can make a little bit more than that, but that's a kind of a standard. And you need to be anchored off the river, off the channel, I would say by 5 to 6 o'clock. It gets dark here about 7:30 is dark. But you don't want to be in the river fighting these tows after dark. So about 5 o'clock, you need to be looking for a good place to anchor and get out of the channel.
Robert, at Happy's, you can get fuel at Happy's, correct?
Yes, yes. Diesel and gas. And Fern will give you a good briefing from what she knows of downstream. I talked to her yesterday. I talked to her once or twice a week. But she's got the latest information. And usually loopers are pretty good about calling her back and telling her, well, this is so or this is not so.
Well, that's fantastic. I know. I've talked to Fern. She's quite the character, and she provides great service to all of the loopers. If you don't mind, I think we'll break for a quick commercial from Dog River Marina and Boat Works.
Okay.
AGLCA Admiral sponsored Dog River Marina is located at the mouth of the Tenton Waterway in Mobile, Alabama, only 22 miles from the Gulf of Mexico. The marina encompasses 95 slips, 80 of which are sheltered. They offer a ship store, courtesy car, rental cars, 24-hour guard service, and shore power. The complex's full-service repair facility is staffed with highly trained personnel to handle everything from simple repairs to complex overhauls. For more information, visit www.dogriver.com.
Okay, Robert. Concerned about the anchorages. I mean, are there spots? Is it possible to get through? I know a 3-foot draft is not much.
Well, these are what the traditional. We use. There's a lot of guides out there.
Uh-huh.
We use Skipper Bob's, and the third edition, so it's clear, full of notes. The problem with the Mississippi River from here on down is, as I said, we had 3 feet of water in the parking lot here a month ago. Now we've dropped almost 15 feet. So that scouring that took effect below St. Louis has changed, the river channel changes. So some of our good old standby anchorages were silted in, and new ones will appear. So it's not a matter of panicking. It's just that as much information as we like, we being the modern generation, it isn't immediately available. So your comfort level with where are we going to be tonight, for those people like me that like to plan 4 days in advance, it isn't quite there. So
Steve and I have always been East Coast people. It amazes me the changing personality of the rivers. You can go from flood stage to a drought in what, a matter of months? It really amazes me.
Well, that's true, and this is the biggest river in North America, and it changes, and if it wasn't for the core, it would change a lot more. As you leave St. Louis here, or you leave Mel Price and you go downstream, the Missouri is going to come in on your right. There will be a big eddy in there. People used to call them whirlpools, but there is a big eddy there. And it'll move you around a little bit. That's not anything to be concerned about. And then there will be a great big sign with flashing lights on it with arrows pointing to the left. And it's pointing to the Little Diversion Canal. And you want to go in that canal. You don't want to go to the right, which is where the main Mississippi River goes, because it spreads out to about a mile wide and about a foot deep. So you wouldn't get very far in that side. And that's the Chain of Rocks Canal. I'm sorry. It's called the Chain of Rocks Canal. The other couple of things that I'll mention, and then we'll come back and talk about anchoring, is once you turn up the Ohio River and just mile zero on the Mississippi, the first thing you're going to see is a fleeting yard, and it's where the tows stack all their barges as they build them for going down the Mississippi or up the Mississippi or up the Ohio. Don't tie to any of those barges. You're going to have probably 4 miles of solid barges, a lot of activity. The river is so wide, you really don't need to talk to tows and ask them about one whistle or two whistles. You just kind of need to get through that area. As you get through that area, the next place that you're going to go on the Ohio, you're going to see the Olmsted Dam building site. And there's been some traffic on the forum about people who've been chased off of that site by the construction crews. However, between the fleeting yard and the Olmsted Dam on the the left-hand descending bank of the Ohio, over, which would be on your starboard side as you're going upstream. That river's pretty wide in there, and below the construction site, if you is an anchorage. It isn't well marked, but it's out of the channel, and the water's plenty deep. The Paducah City docks on the Ohio are a relief to all of us, because now you have something that you can count on at Paducah. And Paducah is at 9:35. So as you turn the corner at 9:80 at Cairo, you're going to have to go upstream some 30 miles on the Ohio, longer than that, 45 miles up to Paducah. And everybody should be aware that they're working on the lock on the Tennessee River, so all of the traffic is coming down the Cumberland out of the Kentucky Lakes area. And before you go into the Cumberland, which is a fairly narrow river, especially if it's got a lot of commercial traffic on it, I would anchor toward the mouth of the Cumberland, and then call the lockmaster at
Barkley
Lock and ask him, what delays are to be expected. Now, another thing on the Ohio, and then we'll come back to Mississippi, is that Lock 52 and 53 are experiencing delays. The Ingram barge site this morning said,
59 hours.
59 hours of delay. So that can change by the time people get down, because by Monday they're supposed to have that lock repaired. Now back to the Mississippi River and this long stretch of water that we've got. Most of what the anchorage is going to be, Hoppy is going to be your first night. Another option is Kaskaskia Lock and Dam, and it's a good the lockmaster will let you tie up on the lock wall if you call him. It's a very good anchorage, a very good spot to stop. And Hoppy's is at 159 mile marker, and Kaskaskia is at 117. So it gets you a little bit further down the river, but you still got 117 miles to go. I use another spot called. It's behind some wing dams in the area of Trail of Tears, which is mile marker 75. And for those of you who are not familiar with wing dams, those are dams that the Corps of Engineers have called them something else. They call them training structures now because they think they're training the river. And they're dams that come out from the shore toward the middle of the channel, come out about probably 50 yards, and then they're probably 200 yards in between these wing dams. And right behind the wing dam, on the upstream side of the wing dam, if you head back up into the wing dam, that will be your deepest water. Away from that wing dam, it'll start silting in. So I use wing dams. I draw about 4 feet. I'm very careful about approaching them. I turn the boat around, head back up into the current, and then just kind of sideways crab over into behind the wing dam and watch my depth all the time. Because behind the wing dam can also be snags. So you just have to read the river and see what you can do with that. If you don't like that spot, pick another spot. The little diversion canal, which we all have used at Cape Girardeau, according to Fern and the people I've talked to that went down, it's got a bar across the entrance. And she's concerned that people could get in there, and during the night the river can fall, and then you can't get out. And I think that's a valid concern. So if you draw 3 feet or less, then the diversion canal at 48 mile 48 is still a good anchorage. The last one that we've used is Angelo Towhead, which is at mile 1.5, which is right above the confluence of the Ohio and the Mississippi. And it's on the left descending bank. Under, you approach it by going underneath a bridge, getting close to the bank, then coming back upstream in between a sandbar and the bank. And that gets you out of the wake of the toes a little bit, but don't go too far in because it's pretty shallow and there's an eddy in there that will spin you around. I think I've covered everything. The last thing is if you're coming up to Cumberland, which is most of you right now will do, although September 26th they're supposed to open the Tennessee lock, and that'll take some pressure off.
Mm-hmm.
You may get delayed coming up to Cumberland because of the commercial traffic. And regardless of what I've said about being at night, you may get find yourself coming through Barkley Dam at night just because of the way things are. Don't relax too much after you get through Barkley Dam. You'll see this great big lake out in front of you. And you can almost see green turtle from there. But what you need to do is not cut across from the federal mooring buoys, those big cells. Don't cut across to green turtle. You almost need to keep, you do need to keep going straight out of the lock toward a point of land that you'll see and get almost to that point of land. I'm saying within 150 feet. And then look back to your right. Of course, you've been seeing the marina all this time. Uh-huh. And then you'll see the channel in the marina, but don't cut the corner. There's a big rock ledge in there, and many people have ended up on that.
Okay. Pat, did you have anything that you'd like to add?
Well, I think, you know, Robert covers it technically. I think it's also one of the most beautiful stretches that you're going to encounter, and it is I mean, most of us do this loop because we like adventure. And this is, you feel like you're on your own, you're making your own decisions, you're figuring out where you're going to dock or anchor out for the night. And, you know, it's challenging. And we always give the loopers advice. And I said, the reason we do this, we've been up and down this river at least 5 or 6 times.
Uh-huh.
And every time it changes, and we've done about everything you could do wrong. And then we've done a few things right. So it makes it fun.
Okay, well, keep your options open. Do you see other boaters? I mean, is it pretty desolate? I would imagine as people are coming down the river, you would see other loopers.
Yes, you do see other loopers. And that's what some of the people are asking, because there's so many of them running together just because it's the way it happens. And that's part of the fun of doing the great loop with everybody. You meet new people, and you might have seen the same ones. But you anchor out somewhere, and someone may call you on the radio, or they may have your boat card call you on your phone and just say, how is it over there, and is there room for us? And, you know, you're not just out in outer space. You have people going by, and you kind of know where everybody is because, like all these loopers that left today, they all, you know, a bunch of them locked up together.
Uh-huh.
Locked down, so they're all having the same experience. And, you know, some of them choose to stop at Hoppy's. We recommend it, if nothing else, to meet Fern, because she's an institution. She's just, a wonderful place. And, you know, to call it a marina is kind of a loose term. It's barges coming together, but the hospitality and everything is just wonderful. And a little town's just a mile away, walk up there. So, I mean, it's a great place to go.
We've been trying to get Fern to come to our rendezvous for years. Maybe one of these days she'll make it. Okay, unless anybody has anything else to add, I think we'll close for the week. Robert, anything you'd like to close with?
No, just look at this as an adventure. I mean, this is not African Queen kind of adventure, but it's an adventure. You are on your own. You're going to be on the hook. This is a good 3 to 4 day trip from here to Green Turtle.
Uh-huh.
It can be done faster if you push the throttles up and get down the river, but that's about what it takes. And then one other fact that I had forgotten to mention is the current in St. Louis Harbor right now is running about 1.5 miles an hour. So you don't have a lot of current pushing you down the river right now.
Huh?
And that's, and Ohio is also low, so you're not going to be fighting much more than about a 2 mile an hour current, 2 to 3 over on the Ohio.
Okay, well, Robert and Patty, you've been a pleasure. Thank you so much. All of our members, when you are in Alton, get in touch with the Mitchells. They will be happy to help you. And until next week, everyone have safe cruising. Thanks, Robert and Patty. Bye-bye.
Bye.